No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin, or his background, or his religion. People must learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love. For love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite. Nelson Mandela. Recognize. In the colloquial language of urban youth, recognize is a verb, a command, or an expression that means to understand, to comprehend something that is already known. Already known? Black lives have always mattered.
When we were growing up during the 1960s, our parents told us that Black lives mattered. Our lives were important to them, to our extended family, and to our community. No matter what was happening around us, that was a constant truth we were encouraged to embrace. When mean, hurtful words were directed at us, it was true. When our all-Black schools were not supplied with the same resources and materials as schools white children attended, it was true. Even when government agencies and social and cultural institutions declared we were second-class citizens, it was true. Our Black lives mattered.
Recognize. Mother Lillian Willis used to say, "Our roots go deep," meaning that there was much about Black life of which to be proud, and a rich legacy from which to draw. She shared stories of family elders and ancestors, how they had overcome, persevered, achieved, and fought for rightful and valued places in the world.
Mother Lurleen Hudson would say, "Walk with your head held high." That meant we were somebody, no matter what others might have said or thought about us. We were special. She sang African-American spirituals when she needed reassurance. And she reminded her attentive children that we were made in the image of God. Our lives mattered because God had created us that way. Robbing us of that comforting reality would be difficult.
Recognize. Our teachers told us that Black lives matter too. In their own ways, no matter how facts were distorted or how our history was excluded from textbooks, Black lives mattered. They lifted role models to show us and culled stories and tidbits from Black history to counteract what the books sought to prove. That we did not matter. Because our lives mattered, our teachers said we had the right to dream too. Because our lives mattered, we could and would push forward to forge a better future despite seemingly insurmountable hardships.